guaranteed.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm going to devote a couple of segments to the actions of the current administration. And the reason I bring these up, and I'm bringing some guests in who have some very definite opinions on this, is because I think that it is perhaps one of the most important issues of our time. We have got some incredible polarity in the United States politically, almost to the point of being dangerous, in my opinion. Along those same lines, I think that the perception of the United States around the world is really, really falling. You know, what started me thinking about this is I read an article in Imprimis magazine, an article entitled "The Presidency and the Constitution," written by Mike Pence, the U.S. representative from Indiana's 6th Congressional District. Very, very interesting article. He talks about the presidency, and here's a direct quote, which will give you a flavor of what Peter Grandich and I are going to be chatting about. Quote, "The presidency is the most visible thread that runs through the tapestry of the American government. More often than not, for good or for ill, it sets the tone for the other branches and spurs the expectations of the people. Here's the important part. Its powers are vast and consequential. Its requirements impossible for mortals to fulfill without humility and insistent attention to its purpose as set forth in the Constitution of the United States." Peter, I'm not really sure that that reflects the actions of the current administration. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it goes to, you know, hindsight's always 20/20, but I think it goes back to what those were saying who were not supporting Obama during the election campaign, that unlike McCain, who had his own faults, not to say he was anything close to perfect, there wasn't much presidential about Obama because he didn't have much of a work history. He was really just a junior senator for a few years, did not have an extensive work background before that. And there was concerns that that lack of experience would lead to difficulties being the president of the United States. And I think that's been borne out. And this has nothing to do about Democrats, Republicans, or anything of that nature. There has been really no sign of him being what we would term presidential from the early days being on. We all know, and we were all concerned early on about several bows that he made to certain people and the concerns about that. But if you just even look at the most recent trip overseas, there wasn't one foreign presidential, premier, king, queen, whatever, who really said anything of significant positive about President Obama as a person, let alone his policies. So he's really alienated many of the powers that be in the world versus the being the world leader. You know, you can throw Bush under the bus for a lot of things, and I know people like to, but one of the things was you knew what you were getting. You knew what he stood for. You might have not liked it if you were certain types of believers and so forth, but he didn't hide behind any rocks. I don't think Obama has yet really identified what he really stands for. I think that's part of the problem. I don't think anybody can yet figure out exactly what a man he is. And here today, as we record this, Castro has called him a snake charmer. I mean, you want to call the kettle called the black kettle black. I mean, the man is being called a snake charmer by one of the most ardent still communist leaders in the world today. So no one really has an idea yet the true identity of Obama, and I, quite frankly, I don't think he knows either, Al.
What I think is interesting is as we're recording this, and this is airing on Saturday, and Pete and I are recording this on Tuesday, in anticipation of the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday. But President Obama's approval ratings are down to 39% right now, which I think is interesting. I'll tell you something that I want to discuss here, Peter, and that is I didn't vote for President Obama for one very simple reason, and the reason was I read his book, The Audacity of Hope, and I thought it was really lightweight, okay? And I looked at his record, and to me, his record was very lightweight. I was accused. I had a lot of liberal friends, okay, and these are wonderful people, okay, but I was accused by these folks of not voting for Barack Obama because I'm a racist. You know, I think people are starting to realize, perhaps, that, you know, the pendulum goes both ways. It race really doesn't have an issue when you're dealing with an office of with any office, but particularly with an office of that stature. You have to look at qualifications, Pete. You don't, you know, a man's color, you know, a person's gender isn't the important issue. The important issue is qualifications and how they handle themselves.
The exit polls that were done after the presidential election by far showed that it wasn't as much of a vote for Obama, but a vote against Bush administration Republicans in general.
Of course.
And in particular, how the economy fell off the cliff in the last 4 months going into that election.
Right.
Now, what would have been a concern about those people, but they were so angry at the current administration that they viewed anybody new would be better than the same old God. But what was the mistake on their part, and hindsight shows it, is they elected a man, and simply, again, like you said, this has nothing to do with race. I don't even look at the color of his skin, who didn't have real work experience.
Yeah.
And I think that's shown. And it also is shown by the people that he surrounded himself by and how fast those people have subsequently left. He is basically has no one really left in key significant positions that were there just 2 years ago. And so, and I think that's going to lead to having much more difficult in his remaining part of his term, because he's only promoting from within. There's really no named people that want to get associated with this administration right now. But I think it all goes back to it, and you're right, it has nothing to do with race. It goes back to lack of experience.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what's interesting about what you're saying. We've had a couple of guests, you and I interviewed on this show and also on the Economics Report, another show that I do on another network. We interviewed a couple of aspiring politicians. One fellow who I interviewed was running against Jesse Jackson Jr. in Illinois, a black man, very, very bright, very articulate, very, very adamantly against the way this country is going today. How about Reverend Mike, the fellow who you introduced me to, who ran against Charlie Rangel? I mean, I'll tell you, I bet there are a lot of folks in Harlem right now who wish that this guy would have won.
Well, and that, there you go. And but believe it or not, that's some of the change that's even happening in the African American community.
Right,
Reverend Mike Faulkner, a minister from Harlem, a very, very good man, a personal friend of mine, who really had no chance but needed to run anyway because of what needs to be done. Now, with the situation with Rangel and possibly leaving his position, Mike Faulkner may have a very good chance. But, you see, it's not a matter of color. It's a matter of thinking and where you're going. And I think Obama rode in on an enthusiasm that was really only on the surface. And now the lack of foundation to really stand for anything is paying the price. And that also is one of the reasons why I think the Democrats went from such in control and out of control in 2 years, because they didn't have a president that they could identify with in certain positions.
I would agree 100% on that, and I think there are many positions where they can't identify themselves. You know, I am not surprised in the early part of this month that the Republicans gained control of the House. I'm not surprised that they strengthened their position, didn't gain control, but certainly strengthened their position in the Senate. And I have to tell you, you know, I hope that this thing doesn't turn into a similar situation where an unqualified Republican gets elected, you know, just because that individual is charismatic, et cetera, et cetera. I really hope and pray, Pete, that that doesn't happen, because our country needs at this point some real leaders, and there's absolutely no question about that. I'm going to be right back. Going to continue this discussion with my buddy Clyde Harrison and see how he weighs in on the issue. Stick around.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin and Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Energy. This world has so much energy, yet our bodies are lacking. What if you could tap into something that gave you more energy? What if you could drink a beverage and receive more energy? Well, Life Change Tea is your answer. Our number one compliment is people receiving more energy. And our product is all natural and no caffeine. And think about this. If you have more energy, you get more done. What a concept! If you are desiring more energy and a healthier lifestyle, it's time to drink Life Change Tea. Our name hints to our success. So here's how to order. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. And remember, there's only $3 shipping on your complete order. Again, more energy, more success. That's GetTheTea.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. My buddy Clyde Harrison is going to weigh in right now on what really, really has turned into a very, very, I want to say, volatile, much talked about, much reported on emotional issue that is facing all air travelers right now, and that is the ability of the TSA to really, really do some things that are, I believe, unconstitutional and I believe should be illegal. We're basically talking about the enhanced techniques of searching air travelers. Interestingly enough, not just international air travelers, you guys, but we're talking about domestic air travelers. If somebody happens to be flying from St. Louis to Topeka, they are subject to these same security procedures, which I think are absolutely 100% uncalled for. But let's get an opinion from somebody else. Clyde Harrison, what do you think, buddy?
My opinion.
Yep.
This administration has now given constitutional protect non-U.S. citizens, terrorists fought on the battlefield, and at the same time taking away constitutional protection from U.S. citizens under the Fifth Amendment, unreasonable search and seizure, and U.S. citizens suffering a constitutional decline.
How?
This is ludicrous.
How did we ever get to this point, Clyde?
We elected someone who wants to be king, who doesn't believe in the policies that made the United States great, who bows to kings. This man is totally out of step to freedoms and things that this country was organized. He shows it all the time.
Well, what I'm finding to be really kind of intriguing here is that he is doing a lot of things that really, I think, are wrong for someone of his office. The most obvious being bowing down to the Saudi Arabian king, number one. Number two, his wife being very aware that Islamic people do not want to have physical contact with Islamic males don't want to have physical contact with folks of the opposite sex. You know, his wife grabbed this fella's hand, and you know that made news. I mean, there are some things that just, in my opinion, go beyond Bush League. They're really in the realm of being totally inappropriate. Comments?
This is a community organizer with absolutely no background that we promoted to President of the United States. We get what we deserve. An uneducated voter, the Republic will not stand. Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah, you know, I have to agree with that. You know, it's interesting, Clyde. You and I both read a publication that's put out by Hillsdale College, and admittedly, it's a pretty conservative publication, but it's called Imprimis. You know, and Mike Pence, who is the U.S. representative from Indiana's 6th congressional district, wrote in the October edition of it something that I thought was really, really interesting, and he said in there a couple of quotes. Number one, he's very, very down on the way that the president is handling his office there, but he said a couple of things that are really interesting. He says, number one, that the president of the United States really, really does not have the ability by the Constitution to be a king, a ruler, whatever. The president of the United States is an individual who is charged by you and I and everyone in this country who's a legal registered voter to uphold the Constitution, to protect the United States, etc., but not to take away, not to engage in the actions that he's engaging in, you know, being apologizing to countries, for example, for the mistakes that the United States have made vis-a-vis our past actions toward some of the Islamic actions. Well, you know, I'm sorry. You don't apologize to people who have killed American citizens. You know, a very interesting quote that was brought out in this article is that a direct quote from Obama's transition team, a direct quote from one of those people was, "It's important that President-elect Obama is prepared to really take power and begin to rule day one." Well, you know, the president doesn't rule. I'm sorry. And maybe you're right. Maybe we've gotten what we deserve. But, you know, why don't his advisors say, you know, there's some stuff that you're doing that really is not making any sense given the nature of your office? Comments?
On the day that he took office, That morning, he swore to the Supreme Court justice and all U.S. citizens he would uphold the Constitution of the United States.
Yep.
Nothing in that swearing in talks about ruling. It only talks about upholding the Constitution of the United States. He has failed miserably to do that, including the health care bill.
Okay.
Including bailing out companies. Including.
Yeah. Well,
this man is so far off base, you can't list them.
I don't know, Clyde. You know, I have to tell you, I don't like necessarily to be critical of, certainly of the President of the United States. And I have said many times on this show that I have a lot of respect for a lot of the things, a lot of this man's characteristics. He's a very charismatic individual, okay? I give him credit for that. He is the first African American to be elected to the office of president, and I give him nothing but credit for that. But I have to tell you, I really don't believe in his policies, and I totally don't believe in many, many of his actions. You think I'm nuts?
Adolf Hitler was very charismatic.
Well, I would not want to compare President Obama to Adolf Hitler. I mean,
I'm not comparing.
Yeah.
I'm saying that charisma has nothing to do whatsoever with leadership.
Yeah.
They both had goals that I think are terrible.
Yeah.
Obama's are different, yes. They're a surrender. Hitler's was a defeat of everything. They're opposites.
Well, when you say
they're both terrible.
When you say President Obama's, you know, agenda basically is one of surrender. Tell me what you mean by that, would you?
Well, he's said in speeches, we're no longer going to lead the world economically, and we need to get used to it. My answer to that is the reason is because of policies you're putting in. That's garbage. We still have the talent. We still have the freedom, if we're allowed to use it,
yeah,
to lead the world into freedom and show them the benefits of free markets, capitalism, individual, you know, going forward and doing things for their family.
Mm-hmm.
That's what made this country great, not the village.
You know, I got to tell you, Clyde, I agree with you 100%. And, you know, what I would have to say on this particular note is I'm very, very concerned. And one of the reasons I'm very concerned is the polarity that is it's even enlarging in our country. I thought it was bad a couple, 3 years ago. Today, it's absolutely terrible. And this has got to be taken care of. Clyde, thanks so much for your time, buddy.
You're very welcome as always, Al.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment. If you're not satisfied with how your skin is aging and want a healthy, youthful glow with immediate results, get a facelift from the inside out with Vizuri. Like a mini facelift, only without needles or surgery, Vizuri is a revolutionary youth rejuvenation skincare system that's proven to work for your money back. Vizuri is all natural and chemical and preservative free. It helps reverse damage to complexions as a result of aging, stress, lifestyle, and pollution. Vizuri reduces skin pore size, firms, lifts, and tightens, leaving you with soft, silky, shiny skin and looking years younger. You may have seen Vizuri reviewed by CBS TV News. Now see how Vizuri is helping men and women get a fountain of youth facelift at avatarfacial.com and click on CBS TV News to see video of the amazing Vizuri skincare system. Call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278 or go to avatarfacial.com, spelled avatarfacial.com, and click on CBS TV News. Vizuri, the fountain of youth facelift.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCN specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory. No reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver. But don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990, this is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You continue to listen to the, you are continuing to listen to the Cortland Economics Report, heard on all of these Genesis radio stations. We really talk the first hour of this program more about politics than we do economics, but you know, the two are so closely intertwined that you really can't make a distinction, in my opinion, anymore between the two of them. Chatting with Jeff Deist right now, as we do every single week. Jeff is in Washington, D.C., Congressman Ron Paul's chief of staff. You know, and off the air, Jeff and I were talking about the consequences of 9/11, and Jeff brought up a really interesting point that I think has a very relevant, a lot of relevance, I guess I should say, to economic issues, and that is, he feels that to a large extent, you know, people neglect the consequences of 9/11, and in many, many cases, the detrimental consequences of 9/11. Jeff, you want to elaborate a little bit on that for us?
Sure. I guess what we were speaking about, Al, was simply that terrorism is one thing, but our reaction to terrorism is a whole nother thing. And that I think you can make a strong argument that a lot of the things we've done as a country in terms of government action after 9/11 or ostensibly in response to 9/11 really prove that terrorism works. In other words, we reacted in a way where we limited our own freedoms. We've gone closer and closer to bankrupting ourselves as a country.
Yep.
And by doing so,
are we, in essence, giving the people who wanted to harm us a greater victory than they got? I mean, we had this horrific day, this horrific act on 9/11.
Yeah.
And it's burned into our psyche. And I think the American people, understandably and quite naturally, wanted to do something. They wanted to take action. They wanted to react.
Yeah.
And that's understandable. But there's ways to react, I think, that could harm us worse than the terrorists harmed us that day. And for example, Congressman Paul wanted to go back to the old constitutional remedy of issuing letters of mark and reprisal and allowing privateers, including our own military, but mm-hmm. privateers as well, mm-hmm. to literally go out there and try to find Osama bin Laden, Sheikh Khalid Mohammed, others who might have been involved in the planning of 9/11,
mm-hmm.
and provide huge financial incentives for people to do so, for people actually in places like Afghanistan or Pakistan to sort of rat each other out, and this is sort of the old-fashioned private way, as opposed to invading Afghanistan in traditional military structure.
I have to tell you, at first blush, that seems like a pretty dramatic statement. But Jeff, I have to tell you, I mean, I've heard the congressman utter a lot of dramatic statements. But you know what? That, in my opinion, my friend, is a perfect example of how the private sector could handle that situation much better than the public sector, because we are spending literally untold billions of dollars on the military effort in the Middle East. And I have to tell you, the enemy, for lack of better terms, is spending a pittance compared to what we're spending. And you know what, my friend? They're winning.
Well, if you think about it, the cost of Iraq and Afghanistan, our military efforts there, has been around $1 trillion.
Yeah.
And what have we gotten for it? You know, some people think it's made us safer. Certainly Congressman Paul would disagree. But
mm-hmm.
what we do know is that it would have been a lot harder to justify invading Afghanistan or Iraq without 9/11 happening. So in effect, those wars were responses to 9/11. There were other factors involved, but 9/11 gave our political class sort of the cover and the go-ahead, enthusiasm by the American people for these attacks. And now, 10 years later, we're mired in debt. We've spent another $1 trillion. We now have $1 trillion annual deficits. So, I think people are starting to think more about their pocketbooks now. And after 10 years, I mean, when you consider that World War II took half of that time, and that was a real concerted national effort where everyone was involved.
Yeah.
You got to start to wonder now, is the policy working?
Yeah. I have to tell you, one of the consequences of 9/11 that in my mind really, really is proof, undeniable proof that the terrorists are winning is the creation of the TSA. And I know, some of our listeners might feel that that's an unpatriotic statement, but I have to tell you, I think the TSA has turned into an absolute bucket of worms. Ideally, it could have been something that I suppose in someone's wildest dreams they could have said made sense, but the way the TSA has evolved into, in my mind, is absolutely something that is totally unnecessary and totally taking away our personal freedoms.
Oh, absolutely. TSA was created in the aftermath of 9/11, not long after the Patriot Act was passed. And really, I noticed that Ann Coulter, in a recent column, basically said TSA is the equivalent of cops, police, looking for guns rather than criminals.
Right.
In other words, we're looking for bombs rather than terrorists. And there's no question that it's wildly inefficient. But really, what's worse is that it's a degrading spectacle. I mean, Americans, still a very large percentage of Americans think that being screened and treated like a criminal suspect at the airport simply for wanting to board a plane is A-okay. And I've heard a lot of gibberish lately about, you don't have a constitutional right to fly. Well, that's absolute nonsense. The Constitution is a limitation on the federal government. You have the right to go out and contract with anybody you want, including an air carrier, to take you on an air flight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The question is, does the federal government, the executive branch, have the authority anywhere in the Constitution to come interfere with that contract? And the answer is no.
Right.
The airlines should be taking care of security themselves. They, more than anyone else, has a vested interest in keeping their paying passengers and their very expensive aircraft fleets safe and secure. And the fact that they've abdicated this to the federal government is terrible.
Yeah, I have to take issue with you on one thing, and I know that you're a lot closer to statistics than I am, but Everything that I have seen in terms of approval of the TSA actions, the recent actions, pat downs, X-rays, etc. Everything that I've seen, the latest number that I heard was that 61% of the people are adamantly against it. And you know, I heard on the news last night, for example, that 77% of frequent flyers approved of it and didn't have any problem with it. Well, I got to tell you, I think that's an absolutely bogus statistic, but that's only what I think. I certainly can't prove that. You know, I think another thing that you brought out, Jeff, that is interesting, another consequence perhaps of 9/11 is the Patriot Act. I mean, I'm not really sure how sensible that is.
Well, the Patriot Act gave the federal government to essentially the ability to use secret warrants mm-hmm. that were signed off, you know, by a secret court.
Right.
And to take that warrant and use it to go wiretap or eavesdrop on emails or phone conversations or snail mail or whatever it might be, and
yeah.
and that's unprecedented. It's as unprecedented as treating people at the airport as criminal suspects and ignoring the Fourth Amendment. So you know, obviously there are people who disagree on the Patriot Act, but the bottom line here is that some percentage of this country is more concerned with liberty
mm-hmm.
than what you know the illusion of state provided security. And that's really the question at the end of the day, the philosophical question. No matter how the government tries to paint it as common sense, it's not common sense. What's common sense is to be secure in our persons and our homes and in our physical bodies, and Patriot Act and the TSA go against that very American grain. There's no question about that. And the fact that so many Americans unfortunately support the Patriot Act and TSA, whatever the percentage might be, would be an indicator, certainly in Dr. Paul's view, that we've lost a lot of our intrinsic libertarian beliefs in this country.
Let me leave you with this thought, which I think is really, really interesting. It's based on experiences that Kathy and I had last time we were in Europe, which was just a couple of years ago. The security procedures in the United Kingdom, the security procedures in France, the security procedures in Germany were significantly different than the security procedures in the United States. And you know what? Nothing detrimental has happened as a result of their, what some people may call, lax procedures. I wouldn't call them lax, but absolutely nothing detrimental has happened over there. We've had more in the way of problems, really, over here with some of the stuff that's going on. And I have to, I have to tell you, Jeff, I really agree with you and Dr. Paul when you say, you know, we really are losing many freedoms, and that's totally unnecessary. Listen, thanks for taking some time, my friend.
You're welcome, Al. Thanks.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity quality and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away, but that when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping your cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report of the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, here to wrap up the first hour of the Cornell Economics Report, brought my old buddy Bob Moriarty back in. Bob is the purveyor, along with his wife Barbara, of one of the best websites out there dealing with really both politics and finance, specifically asset-based investing, 321 Gold. This guy is an absolute genius. Bob, how you been, buddy?
Good. Real good, Al. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks. Bob, I want to talk to you about what's going on in Europe, specifically in Ireland. You know, I am very, very intrigued with the meltdown that's going on. You know, started in Greece, went over to Spain. The situation in Ireland is very, very bad. You have a really good pulse on what's going on over there. I think it's a lot worse than the press would like us to believe, but what are your thoughts on that?
Well, exactly. I mean, as you've heard me say for years, the centralist unit's something that very few people address, because there's probably not 10 people in the world who understand it,
right,
is $600 trillion in derivatives. Let me start from the beginning. We have a fractional reserve banking system, which means you take $1,000 into a bank, the bank can loan out $10,000, and
right,
they create money by creating loans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's how money is created, in simple terms. The fatal flaw to a fractional reserve system is there is always more money owed than there is money to pay it back. It's exponential. I mean, it mm-hmm. increases over time. This is why if you go back 2,000 or 3,000 years, every 7 years, they would write off all the debt and start all over. When you're paying interest on loans, there is more debt than there is money. What we've gotten into is a system where $600 trillion worth of derivatives, and that's up from $100 trillion only 9 years ago, has created an enormous amount of liquidity. And the liquidity flooded the world, and it went into commodities, and it went into stocks, and it went into housing. The money cannot be paid back. It is that simple. Now, that is what every government in the world refuses to admit. And actually, first it was Iceland, okay, which had fraud in their banking system, and then it was Greece that had fraud in their banking system, and then it was Spain that had fraud in their banking system. Now we're up to Ireland. Guess what? There's fraud in the banking system.
Right.
As I have said for years, a global economy of $60 trillion cannot support $600 trillion in legitimate derivatives. Therefore, it has to be fraud. And you had these clowns running these banks in Ireland who just made loans to everybody. Now, to my very great shock, a couple of years ago, I was looking at housing in Europe. And if you went to London, you could pay £1 million for a small apartment. If you went to Dublin, you would pay £1.5 million for the same thing. Now, that's insane. There was nothing that justified that. And it was all created by this flood of liquidity that goes back to the $600 trillion derivatives. 6 months ago, the Irish government looked at the banking situation there and said, okay, we have a 6 billion euro problem, but that's it. It's not out of control. It's perfectly controllable. Well, they are now up to 95 billion euros, and it is totally out of control. Now, what does that mean in real terms that we can all understand? What it means is the government of Ireland and the EU have just bailed out the bondholders of these banks to the tune of 95 billion euros, and they're going to put the burden 100% on the backs of the taxpayers.
That's got to be
now,
a huge number.
Now, the real central issue has to be you live in a house, you got a bank next door, it's run by a guy who's both a drunk and a crack addict and has a gambling problem. He spends all the money at the bank. Now, who should pay for it? Should it be the shareholders and the bondholders who are getting paid to take risks, or should it be the taxpayers who have nothing to do with either the problem or the solution? Now, the governments have taken the easy way out, and they said, well, we'll just load it on the backs of the taxpayers. And in the case of Ireland, what it means is they just handed every Irish person, man, woman, and child, a bill for $50,000. Now, to no one's great surprise, the people are upset, and there's riots. If they try to collect that $50,000, there's going to be more riots. Now, we've had riots in Iceland. We've had riots in Greece. We've had riots in Spain. We've had riots in France. We've had riots now in Ireland. And the amazing thing is the debt situation in the United States is far worse than any of those countries. We have a $202 trillion debt that can't be paid. And the issue is one of the riots that start here.
You look at society in France. You look at society in Greece. You look at society in Ireland. And you look at society in the United States. Why do you think in the U.S. people haven't really, really started to get pissed off? Okay, I would maintain it's because they don't know, because the media in the United States is not telling the true story. I would also maintain that to a very large extent, the reason it hasn't happened in the United States is because all those folks who are living on the dole haven't been cut yet. But when they do, then I think you're going to see meaningful violence in the streets, Bob.
And that is coming very, very shortly. You are absolutely correct. Now, I do an enormous amount of travel. You do a lot of travel. Mm-hmm. And what you see on television and what you hear on the radio and what you read in newspapers in the rest of the world is totally different than what you see in the United States. There are six guys that control 96% of the news media, and it has gotten to the point where the news media is coming up with stuff that's absolute fiction, assuming that people are stupid enough to believe it. Now, there's a lot of issue immediately today about the pat-downs and the naked body scanners. Mm-hmm. And you go on television, they're touting this figure that 83% of people in a CBS poll approved of the naked body scanners. Well, I am a frequent flyer. I travel 4 or 5 times a month, and I will tell you it's absolute rubbish. Everybody that's ever been through one of the naked body scanners doesn't approve of it, and they don't approve of the sexual harassment and the groping and the feely, touchy-feely stuff that is totally unnecessary and has nothing to do with security. We have just totally lost common sense in the United States, and people are truly more concerned with what the Dolphins are doing on Sunday or what Bristol Palin is doing on Dancing with the Stars, because the news media just does not go into anything of significance. We're being totally lied to. We're being deluded. And we have no clue, but the 22% of Americans who are unemployed, they understand the problem.
Right. And they do understand the problem. But, you know, it hasn't gotten to the point yet where people who are, you know, basically living off of checks being sent to them by the government, it hasn't gotten to the point yet where they have been affected. But, you know, at the risk of repeating myself, I got to tell you, Bob, when that happens, and it will, there's no question about that. You know, I am glad that I'm living in a very remote part of northern Washington state, because you know what? I don't want to be in the big cities, because you start cutting people off and you're going to see some really, really serious problems. This thing began really for the most part, well, it's being simplistic to say this, but it began with the situation in Greece, Spain, Portugal, now Ireland. The French, you know, are having some issues. The English are having some issues. What's interesting, though, is that at least the French are dealing with it, and the folks over in Greece are dealing with it with austerity measures. We haven't seen that in the United States yet, you know, and people like Paul Krugman are saying, boy, you know, you instigate those damn Republicans, you know, bloodletting, blood-sucking Republicans are talking about austerity measures to make things better in the United States. Well, as a point of fact, that's what you have to do. It's just a simple balance sheet issue. Revenues have to increase expenses.
To me, I mean, unfortunately, the Nobel Prize has totally destroyed its credibility. You give Barack Obama a Nobel Peace Prize after he's been in office for 17 days.
Right.
Give me a break.
Yeah, I agree.
You give Paul Krugman a Nobel Prize. I mean, if you talk about a guy who is absolutely utterly clueless about economics, it would be Paul Krugman.
That's
Paul Krugman was the guy that went to Greenspan in 2002 and said, we need to create a housing bubble. Well, Paul, we got it. I will challenge anybody, okay, whoever passed Economics 101, how do you spend your way to prosperity?
Hang on 1 second.
We gotta
take a break.
You can't do it as an individual. You can't do it as a government. You can't do it as a country.
Gotta listen.
And these people are just living in this never land world. They jumped off a 90-story building. They're passing the 10th floor, and they're saying, well, nothing's happened yet.
We gotta take a break.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.